Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah. This is Melissa McDonough calling, and I'm calling about Troy DeMarty.
Mm-hmm.
We had Moses come out, and I sent a text message to Valaria.
Uh-huh.
And I also had called twice. I've gotten no response as far as a call back. I did get a text message.
Yeah, okay. So do you... Because he was calling, and I didn't know what to tell him, because are you not going to use him, or you do want to use him?
No, absolutely not. So something, and I mean, there was a lack of communication. Mm-hmm. So when Troy was talking, he didn't understand what Troy wanted and how to meet his needs. And the other thing is, I will tell you, I don't know that he has any caregiving experience, because Troy is in a wheelchair, and he asked for... Moses to put the commode under him. He kept putting the wheelchair under, and finally Troy lost his temper and yelled.
Okay.
Because he had to have a BM, and he could not understand to put a commode under him.
That's weird. Okay. I'm pulling up.
Yeah, I mean, Troy, we're here as caregivers to, you know, do a lot of these things. I put all the meals, they're all set up in the refrigerator, that all you have to do is put them in the microwave. He didn't do anything. Troy got his own meals. He put his own dishes away. He did all of that.
Jeez. I apologize. Okay. I'm just trying to get my computer to cooperate and pull up his file.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Hi. Okay. So,
hello.
See, the only, I don't even have Moses as starting with him. I only have Moses as he went over there for the interview with him and the other caregiver. Is that not accurate? He actually started working?
Well, yeah, apparently he was set up to work here on the 27th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was only looking in February, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, because if it's when I go into the account, it just shows me the most current month, and I didn't see anything before that. Okay, so yes, I see here that he was there at 11:30 on the 27th. Okay.
Yes, and then I don't know exactly what time he left. 7:30, sometime in there.
All right.
And when he back, you know, I talked to Troy. I was here the next day, which was Wednesday. Troy was so upset over the situation. I told him, take a deep breath, think about it. What, sometimes your emotions get the best of you.
Sorry about this. He is an experienced caregiver. He probably doesn't have experience working with that level of care, and I apologize for that because, I mean, he was given the care plan. He did go to interview with them, so
Is that you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got a little confused with that. So, and when he was there, did he give the impression that he understood what you were telling him for the interview, during the interview?
Yes. He absolutely did. But even I came in on that Tuesday because Troy's wound care nurse was out. So I came in to do his bandage changes. And I said to Moses, I said, can you change his brief and his T-shirt while I get his care ready? He looked at me like I had three heads. He goes, well, how? And I just looked at him. I got Troy together. I said, Troy, let's go. Troy takes his own shirt off.
Understood. And put his brief on. I have a female caregiver that is in the area looking for work that has worked with us for a very long time, and I know that she's capable. If you want to give her a chance, I can have her come over to meet with you as long as the scheduled days work. And I will keep you posted on any other staffing people.
I would be very open to that because, I mean, even when I changed Troy's brief to show Moses how to pull his brief up,
yeah.
You know, we cleaned him up a little bit. We always use wipes and clean up. He goes, oh, you have to clean him too?
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. And I'm gonna put a note in his file too. And so we don't make that mistake again. I'm going to send out a blast. I do know of a few that have called me in the area looking for work. You know, they do. She does speak English. It's not her first language, but she does speak English and understand it. And I can speak to her. I don't speak a lick of Spanish, so I can communicate with her.
I don't have a problem with that. Troy doesn't have it, but so Troy has a hard time communicating if he can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like everything he was saying to Moses, Moses had no clue what he was saying.
Okay.
And I think, honestly, this was his first job because I had to show him how to use his HHA system. He does not know how to get texts on his phone. He didn't even open any of the texts from your company.
He did work with us several years ago also, so it's not his first time with us, but I don't know, maybe he didn't use the app before. I don't know. I'm not going to make excuses for him, but I'm removing him from my staffing for sure. I apologize.
If I need to
put him on something, I'll put him on just a supervision case.
He would be great for that, honestly, but yeah.
Thank you. Okay, that sounds good. That's good to know. At least I know that would be good for him. And I'm going to send out a blast to the local caregivers, and I will give you a call back as soon as I have some updated details for you, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. And you do still have the days, correct?
Yeah, it's Sunday and alternating Tuesdays or Thursdays, depending on the week,
correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
All righty. I'm going to get working on this, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.